Hi there. The word for you today is, how's your work ethic? In Genesis 24 and 46 we read, drink, and I'll water your camels too. When Abraham's servant Eleazar arrived in the town of Nahor, a young woman named Rebecca offered to give him a drink of water. When he had finished drinking, Rebecca said, I'll water your camels too. And we're told in the Bible that she, quote, quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back to the well. It all sounds fairly unremarkable until you read between the lines. 1 gallon of water weighs 8 pounds. A thirsty camel can drink up to 30 gallons of water. And there were 10 camels. Do the math. Rebecca is drawing 300 gallons of water for a stranger. She does all that could be reasonably expected of her, and then some. And you know what? This was a pivotal moment in her life. Because of her act of service that day, Rebecca ended up becoming the wife of Isaac and went on to the adventure of a lifetime. She became part of sacred history. To this day, her name is remembered and revered by people of faith. Rebecca didn't know all that was at stake that day. She didn't offer to draw 300 gallons of water because she knew what the reward would be. It was simply an expression of her heart. Rebecca proved the truth of the scripture. Proverbs 13 verse 4, lazy people want much but get little. But those who work hard will prosper. God said that. Where did we get the idea that it's wrong to give expecting a return or to serve expecting a reward? Certainly not from the Bible. Some of our rewards will come in this lifetime and others in the next. But please understand, this Ephesians 6 verse 8 says, you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does.